GMO started since 1860. Okay. Since 1860.
1860
yeah, in America. Okay.
And then after
in 1990, it went to the market.
Oh, okay.
But before the GMO, they were not checking the GMO. They are assuming that GMO food are okay. But yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But with the population now, one person must stop, you know. The GMO research normally, some of the genes that they mix is mixed with bacteria. So the bacteria that is mixed with the bacteria that they mix to do the GMO causes cancer.
Ah.
Or say so the.
Maintenance and bacteria can be yeah the bacteria be mix it genes.
Yeah, among the bacteria and plant to mix the genes. Okay.
Mm.
Because they assume that from the 1860, they assume that the GMO are still okay. But in 1990, when it went to the market, things gone wrong.
Mm.
Because the scientists want to save the population by helping the agriculture. But what happened is, when the scientists did the research, things are gone bad. But they cannot withdraw.
Until they allowed it and onto the market. It.
So what they have to do is, like, all the GMO should be checked. But they are not checking the GMO.
But say they're okay, different. Their doctor say, look, I say, GMO no is shut down yet that bad. But, okay, say, how are... Depending on which gene, said the okay, Obem makes no.
Yeah.
Any of the Obem has no. I never chance I didn't be the bunny, and I said be bunny pan. How about say no?
But with research, am I and all the research that I have the, all the evidence and all the references, the damaging effect that the GMO have done.
So would the Obem me can conclusively say the GMO is not good?
Yeah.
It's not good.
I can say the GMO is not good.
Wow. Yeah.
Because one, the GMO is not good, and then secondly, they are not checking it. Okay, if they want the GMO to be good for human consumption, there should be a law that you should check the GMO. And then the GMO also got a lot of money, so they are blocking the labeling. You understand? They are blocking the
who
labeling.
Who is blocking the labeling? Because when you say abroche, American only had omu label. Omu GMO, no more organic. Who try their supermarket now? Omu GMO vegetables.
But what they are doing with the labeling now? Now most of the product, they won't state it that is a GMO, but they put the numbers.
Numbers we now got to add about.
Yeah.
But your dog can be home. But your mako mako. We then go back to the mixing now of the genes. Nene, you know, bacteria now can.
Okay.
So GMO, the doctor can know was that enhance.
Yeah. So you can know your dog can right.
Okay.
Which he what he said fall in the 1860.
Initial time now.
Yeah, that was in America. But from 1990 things went bad. Okay. Like whoever is mixing the gene, they need to check that person. But they are not checking the person. They are not doing any checks on them.
So is there one company now one person being here GMO?
This is a different company, but they are using the same method. You understand?
So but, method now, Dr. Sieduka, is it different from what you are describing? No?
It's the same method. But what is happening is, as I said, from the 1860 when they started, the GMO was okay because America didn't have a good vegetation like Ghana, like say the Africa and what else.
Okay.
But from 1999, a core market, things went wrong. You understand? Things went wrong. So what the scientists do have to do, they have to review, but they just ignore it. You understand? So the scientists need to review that.
So CIA GMO na a war horse CIA and a big Ghana.
Ebi organa.
Ebi organa.
Yeah. Ebi organa.
Aye wahi.
Okay, some of
seed the seed ne organa na said ne
de
ne organa.
They seed have the seed in Ghana.
Awe ya where see edu ebi amana so ama ye dida.
No, with the some of the market like some of the vegetable market, ukwa na obi so mo, they will tell you that this is GMO. This is
organa.
Yes. They will tell you.
Really?
Yeah, they will tell you. Because when you go, you say like banana, obi so no baga see. A GMO, and then the banana too. They have some labeling as well.
But you, when you say food and drugs before they in charge of food, FDA for you aware say GMO ni be organa.
They are aware, but the thing is, the GMO they are not checking it. So the food.
Why they also check it? FDA.
The FDA have to check it because the FDA before they know that the GMO is good since then 1860, but things have changed. So whoever is doing the genetic modification, that person they need to check that person.
But dog, why are then and who said things have changed?
Because of the research that I've done. Because there's a lot of cancer proven with the GMO cancer. So many things that the GMO have. There's a references from London, references
are UK fire research, but you bet me actually where some of the sources of that research nature say
Okay.
Well, EFS, GMO, things have changed.
Yeah.
So and I'm basing so that we know so that it's concrete.
The first one is from. The first one, it says the damaging effect of GMO. Okay, and this is from UK by Francis George Bovin, who is a chairman of European Parliamentary Commission.
Commission?
Yeah.
On what?
On the agriculture. Yeah. So what
this
he says...
This was a year, Ben.
This is 2008.
Mm.
So this what he said... up to 50% of males and 70% of females suffered premature death.
Hey.
Okay.
But
and then
how can it be up to
50% of males and 70% of females suffered premature death.
50% of males.
Yeah.
And 70% of females.
Yes.
And men about 50%.
Yeah.
And then men about 70%.
Yeah.
And almost suffer premature death. Who are you on more time?
Yeah.
Because of GMO. No?
Yeah.
And this is European Commission.
Yeah. You see, and then when you read there's a study from the NK60. So there's this company, company from Monsanto.
Okay.
And most of their products are GMO.
Okay. Monsanto more.
And they're in America.
Okay. Almost all your research about GMO. Yeah?
No, they are one of the money companies blocking their labeling.
So they make money from
yeah.
But how many research? Yeah.
No.
Because
see,
other people have also done research.
Okay.
To confirm, say,
the other
GMO
one. Yeah. The other
problem.
One also is with okay, there's this one this one recorded in 2015, 18th of January, Madrid, Carlos III Hospital. It says confirm in the press conference the first death of GMO recorded.
2015.
Yeah.
First Onipo Uye.
Yeah, by GMO.
From GMO.
Yeah. It says, this surprising announcement came after the autopsy of a 31-year-old Spanish man who died at the Madrid hospital at the beginning of January. The young man's health rapidly deteriorated after he suffered an unexplained allergic reaction. All the drugs used to refrain him failed. The team of experts claimed to have been able to determine that genetically modified tomato that the victim injected at lunch were the cause of the alleged reaction that causes his death. You see, so Mr. Ramos was working at a clerk in the Madrid warehouse on 7th of January.
And a GMO toast no di.
Yeah, so what happened was ODMO, what you say? So ODMO now is a pompo.
Ebe guno. But I'm on toast ni a GMO.
Yeah, so, but the doctors were not able to find out why he had the abscesses on his body and all that. Okay, so when he died, they did the autopsy. The autopsy revealed that he's contained a genetically modified organism in his system.
Okay.
Okay, so the genetically modified organism in the system is from the rice and then the tomatoes.
I see.
You understand? But before, they didn't know that is what, because when they gave him the antibiotic didn't work.
And to me, fighting, I know.
Yeah, because of the GMO that.
Okay. Into these two cases, now they are my own.
Yeah.
Spain, they are no.
Yeah.
And a European Commission, they are who say.
Yeah.
They are no about 50% of the member.
There's more.
How many normal confirm say GMO in
yet? Yeah, and then there's other ones also in the book as well that there's a rabbit. They feed the rabbit with a GMO food, and the rabbit develop a tumor.
Hey.
Okay. So one thing, the reason why I did a lot of research on the GMO, the reason why I'm talking about the GMO a lot is, one, if you are someone from the age of maybe you have a cancer gene in your family, okay? So if you have a cancer gene, maybe you've got cancer at the age of 70. But one, because of genetic factor, the GMO, you can get cancer at the age of 20 or 30 or 40. Well, most of the GMO genes that have gone bad are cancer activators.